Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We want to welcome you to today's festivities. We appreciate your presence here on this afternoon. So good to see you. Actually, it's morning. It's morning. It's been a long week. I'm sorry. Good morning to everyone. Come on, if you're in here, say it back. Good morning to everyone. All right, that's how I like it. That's how I like it. Good to see everyone here today. We're going to have a very, very, very good time in introducing a very, very special person to Norfolk State University today. And we're just so glad that you're able to witness it. Before we get going, let me just test the temperature in the room. Behold,
the green and gold.
All right, we're in here today. We're in here today. Very, very short formal program. We'll begin by inviting up the rector of Norfolk State University's Board of Visitors, Bishop Kim Brown, followed by a message from our president, Dr. Javon Adams Gaston. Bishop Brown.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, that was pretty good, but we can do better than that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. To our esteemed president, Dr. J, elected officials that are here, staff, faculty, Coach Vic and his family, friends and supporters of Norfolk State University. As rector, first of all, I'm going to ask that all of the Board of Visitors would stand that are present today. You may be seated. As rector, it's my pleasure on behalf of the Norfolk State University Board of Visitors to welcome you to the land of Sparta. Mm-hmm. Today we turn the corner and we embrace a new season in our football program. On Friday, it was my great pleasure to lead the Norfolk State University Board of Visitors in the unanimous choice and formal vote that affirmed Michael Vick as our head football coach.
Just remind myself of what I said I was going to say.
Now, for those of you who don't know, I'm a preacher, so the clap was good, but can I get an amen?
Amen.
Tom Peters once said, if a window of opportunity appears, don't pull down the shade. Recently, a window of opportunity appeared for the university, and we declare that we will not pull down the shade. Just a few days ago, I had the pleasure of speaking with Coach Vic on the phone. During that conversation, I was impressed by his humility and his sincerity. Upon hanging up the phone, Sister Vic, my wife said, if y'all can pull that off, that's a game changer. That was really affirmative words coming from the rector of Virginia State University. Her statement was confirmation that this was the right move for the future of football and our university. I truly believe that today we change the game. Today is a representation of what HBCUs are all about and exactly what Norfolk State University is about. We see the future in you, shapes the culture of care that our president has inspired us to pursue as an institution. Today we put on full display the mission of HBCUs and especially our school. We provide opportunity. In the Bible, 7 is a number of completion. Today we formally welcome number 7 to the athletic team and believe he is a completing piece of our pursuit for excellence in building the destiny of our student athletes. As I take my seat, thank you to our first number 7, Dr. J, the 7th president of Norfolk State University. Thank you to Dr. Webb for dreaming big and not being afraid to pursue next level thinking. Together, I believe that today we will make a mark that will never be erased. Never ever forget, we are Norfolk State University.
Yes. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
How's everybody feeling? Feeling all right, okay? This is a day of glory. This is a day of understanding that the Norfolk State University, on our trajectory for greatness, is in the house, and that those who are here with us are those who have said this trajectory of excellence and transformation matters. That's what we do here at Norfolk State University. Norfolk State University is a top tier, according to the U.S. News and World Report, HBCU in the land. It is a institution that is considered by the Department of Defense, an institution of excellence in the cybersecurity world. It is an institution that has done the work in order to ensure that our students are top-tier students, that they go out into the world and do amazing things. We have been here for almost 90 years, and we intend to stay doing great things. But right now, this transformation means that now is our time. I want to thank our rector, Bishop Kim Brown, for the work that he does for this institution. I want to thank all the members of our Board of Visitors. I always say to our staff and to our members, you know, none of these people get paid to do this, and they put a lot of time and energy in doing this. And I am so grateful and thankful that I have the best Board of Visitors in the country. Thank you so very much. I also just want to say a little bit about what it takes to make an engine run like Norfolk State University. And we would not be who we are without our legislators, our friends, who allow us to say to them, you know, this historical issue of underfunding universities. And then I don't have to say the rest, because they say has to stop, and it stops with us. And so I thank you very much for all the work that you do to change those issues. I also salute all of those who are here, the cabinet and others who are here from Norfolk State University, because, you know, it's like people think these things happen by magic. And when you have somebody who is magic, you have to have everyone rowing in the same direction. And I always say to people, if you look at a duck on water, he just looks like he's smooth sailing along. But if you ever look at the feet underneath, they're paddling like crazy. And this is what our folks do. They paddle like crazy to make it look smooth on top. And I am so privileged to have these individuals. There is no better athletic director in this nation. And I tell you this because the proof is in what she has been able to inspire and to get people to accomplish. And if we look at our teams and what they're doing, if you look at the successes that our men's basketball, women's basketball, track and field, cross country have exhibited across the board, we are making a difference and we are being heard in this nation. The other piece of that is we're graduating our student athletes at a level higher than any institution that is an HBCU or an FCS at the top of the game. And I thank you for that. Dr. Melody Webb has vision, has foresight, and has fortitude. Okay, I won't make the sign, but has fortitude.
Yes.
To make it happen all the time. And I could not be more pleased or honored that we have the number one, and I predict he will be the number one coach in America, Michael Vick. You see, in my conversations with Michael, I knew he was a transformational leader. I knew that he understood what it means to take young people, young men especially, as we see that young men are having a hard time pursuing higher education. He has been that person who says, I know these young men. I can bring them here and I can transform their lives. And in transforming their lives, he will transform our football game, our football team, and our football success. I have no doubt about it. But I want these young men to sit at his knee and learn from him what it means to have transformation in your life, to have change in your life that allows you to do the next thing and move higher and higher. So I will simply say to you, it is my honor and my privilege, and on behalf of myself and the first gentleman, I say thank you, Michael Vick, for being who you are and being the transformational leader you will be here at Norfolk State, because now is our time. Thank you all so very much.
Thank you, Dr. J, for your message. You can come on over. Now we introduce to you the athletics director here at Norfolk State University, the newly named Dr. Melody Webb.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you all for joining us today for this momentous occasion. As an institution that values excellence, resilience, and leadership, we are excited to embark on a new chapter in the history of Norfolk State University football. Before we continue, I will take a moment to express my deepest gratitude. First and foremost, thank you to our president, Dr. J, for her unwavering support and steadfast belief in the vision and future of our football program and the institution. Her leadership and commitment to excellence have been the cornerstone of making today possible. To our Board of Visitors and Cabinet, your guidance, collaboration, and dedication to this university and its mission are invaluable. Thank you for your trust and your role in advancing this important initiative. And then a special thanks to our search firm, Collegiate Consulting, for their expertise, professionalism, and tireless effort throughout this process, as well as our sincere appreciation to our legal team, McGuire and Woods, for their diligence and support in ensuring every step in this process was seamless and successful. This has truly been a team effort, and now I'm grateful for each and every one of you all for the contributions to this momentous occasion. Today marks an exciting new chapter for Norfolk State football, one that reflects our commitment to excellence and our belief in the power of leadership to inspire, transform, and achieve greatness. As we gather here, it is my honor to introduce someone who will lead this program into the future. Today, I have the privilege of introducing someone who truly embodies these qualities, a leader with unparalleled experience on the field, a deep understanding of the game, and a passion for mentoring the next generation of athletes. Michael Vick is a name that resonates with football fans around the world.